So I've got a guest coming on who just epitomizes health, beauty, and grace. She's been on the forefront of the nutrition and health industry right from the very beginning. You might say that she and her father literally invented the health industry. Patricia Bragg is a dedicated health crusader with a passion like her father, Paul Bragg, who was the world-renowned health authority. Patricia conducts health and fitness seminars for women, men, youth, church groups around the world. She promotes the Bragg How to Self-Help books on radio, TV, and talk shows. She's consulted with presidents, royalty, stars of the stage and screen, as well as champion athletes. Patricia herself is the symbol of health and perpetual youth. She absolutely epitomizes feminine energies. She's a fifth-generation Californian on her mother's side. She's also, interestingly enough, the youngest woman ever to be granted a U.S. patent. Welcome to the show, Patricia. How are you today?
Oh, healthy and fit.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. So you are up in Santa Barbara where you are heading up the Bragg Family Crusade up there. You've been practicing healthy lifestyle literally since you were born. And
I guess that is really right, Bill.
Yeah, and so what are some of the main principles that you live by to lead the healthy life that you're living?
Well, I'm going to tell you the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle is this. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. Because what you eat and drink today walks and talks tomorrow, Bill. It's simple as that.
I
so
like
what
that.
What you put in your mouth, it's either going to bring you health or sickness. Simple as that. My father pioneered organic growing of vegetables and fruits, and he started Rodell, an organic gardening, over 70 years ago.
Wow, I mean, that was very cutting edge.
That's right. My father, Paul Bragg, was the originator of health food stores, and he went all over America getting people to open health food stores. He literally put them in business in 24 hours if they had a little retail operation going, and he did that in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the first health food store in Pennsylvania, and that was GNC.
And now we know that that's a nationwide chain with I don't know how many thousands of stores coast to coast.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And he was the inspiration to Trader Joe. Joe, in high school, used to come to the Bragg Health Crusades in Los Angeles, and that's where he's got his idea for Trader Joe's. My father was his inspiration.
Well, now, Patricia, tell us, how did your father, Paul Bragg, get so interested in health and really be on the cutting edge of this new health industry that he started?
Well, yes, he did. My father started more first than any one person in the health industry. And Sierra Coop, the retired Surgeon General, said that my father did more for the health of America than any one man he knew of. My father started the first health restaurants, first vitamins, minerals, herbal teas, health candies, health cosmetics. And guess what? He started the first health spa. And he got people health-minded. He started exercise. He was the first triathlete. And I wrote the triathlon training manual, 600 pages. And I have Dave Scott, who's won 4 Ironman triathlons when he was almost 40. He lost coming in first by, I think it was 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and so he called my book The Bragg Bible of Health and Fitness.
Well,
it's 600 pages.
And that is quite a tome. We're talking to Patricia Bragg, everybody. But, Patricia, I want to get at what motivated your father to lead such a healthy life?
Well,
I mean, did he have
As simple as this. You know, people need to be motivated, and they need a reason.
Right.
And so this reason was he was dying of tuberculosis. In the old days in America, they called it the consumption disease. It literally ate you up. And my father was in his third sanitarium. Every sanitarium he was supposed to get better. Just like you go to one doctor and you don't get what you want, you go to the second one, then you go to the third one. Well, he was in his third sanitarium, and there was a little Swiss nurse, an exchange nurse from Switzerland. And Dad all of a sudden realized in the old days when you had tuberculosis, it was dead rest, no exercise, no sunshine. In other words, the windows were closed, fresh air, you know, he didn't get any. And so it was just terrible. He was literally wasting away, could hardly walk after those months of bed rest. And this little Swiss nurse said, recall where I, one day my dad broke down and cried, and the little Swiss nurse Maria said, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I don't want to die." He says, "Look, I'm 16, and look, I'm so weak, I'm so thin." And she said, "Well, Paul, where I come from in Switzerland, you'd get well. We'd put you out on the sun porch even in the wintertime, and we'd give you the Father Knipe water hose treatment up and down your front, up and down your back, and the circulation we'd go in, we'd give you massages and fruits and vegetables." "Oh, they're not doing it right here in America." He said, "I want to go back." And so he said, "Would you write my mother?" And she said, "Yes. Would you ask her to come, please?" And oh, this, and so Mother Bragg arrived 3 days later, and she said, "Mother, I want to go to Switzerland." Oh, he looked near, like he was near dead. She said, "Of course you want to go to Switzerland, dear." She thought someone was plying with a bunch of lies.
Right.
He'd get well, because they had moved him already to three sanitariums. And so just then, Nurse Maria walked by the corridor. "Dad, says, Maria, come and meet my mother." And, oh, she thought, this is the nurse putting lies in his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the doctor said he probably would die, you see? And so, guess what? Nurse Maria talked Mother Bragg into taking Dad to Switzerland. Nurse Maria went with him. And on the ship going over, Dad made a pact with God. He said, "Dear Lord Jesus, if I get my health back, I'll spend the rest of my life being a health crusader, helping people to be healthy and fit." And little Paul Bragg started the health movement in America, first health food store, first health restaurant, herbal teas, vitamins, started the first calcium, first digestion enzyme from pineapple, bromelain. Guess what?
What?
He pioneered it all. Organic gardening. He went and told everybody, "Oh, Victory Gardens, and right now it's Survival Gardens. Everybody should have a little garden. I grow practically everything myself. Since I've been 5 years old, I have my feet and hands in the soil probably 2 to 3 times a week, and it keeps me young.
No.
I feel like I'm 18. I've never had an aspirin and never even had a cup of coffee."
We're talking to Patricia Bragg, everybody, and she is truly one of the pioneers in the health movement here in the United States. Get this, she has worked with such famous people as Jack LaLanne, the Beach Boys and their families, Clint Eastwood, New Zealand's Olympic track star Alison Rowe, Betty Culpart. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. She is truly, truly an icon within the health industry. And that brings us to the story of Jack LaLanne. Patricia, would you tell us, how did your father, Paul, meet Jack LaLanne, and what was his influence on that little 98-pound weakling?
Listen, I love to tell the story. Jack LaLanne was so puny and sickly. He'd been out of school over a year. He was so weak. He had pimples, carbuncles, boils. In order to sit up straight, he had to wear a back brace. And the neighbor lady came over this one afternoon. "Oh, Mrs. LaLanne, the health crusader Paul Bragg's going to be in Oakland. We want to take you and your son to the lecture tonight." "Oh, I won't go," Jack said. "I won't go. No doctors help me. I won't go." And the neighbor lady said, "Oh, yes, you will." And so she got Jack's mother aside and said, "We'll make him go." And so sure enough, they arrived 2 hours before the lecture in their little old truck. And so there was no room in the front of the truck for Jack. They wrapped him in blankets and put him in the back of the truck.
Oh, my, like some cargo.
They bumped all the way into Oakland. And Jack, with his puny, sickly little body, every bump hurt. And so he said with every bump, he got madder and madder at his mother. And so finally they got into Oakland. They lived on a little farm out of Oakland. And so when they got into Oakland at the Woman's Eval Club, they finally got to the front door. It was late, and they opened the door, and my golly, it was absolutely packed, 3,000 people. And all of a sudden, a fire marshal came with his big fire hat on. And Dad heard all the commotion. He said, "There's no room in the hall. I'm sorry, you can't come in." And my father saw all the commotion. The lady said, "This little boy is so sick. They need the lecture." And Dad heard all this commotion. He said, bring him up on the stage. He said, I have chairs in my dressing room. And Jack LaLanne, he tells the story. It's really something. All of a sudden, some men came in suits. And guess what? They got his hand, the mother's hand, and they walked him down the aisle.
Wow.
Up on the stage. And Jack LaLanne said his legs were wobbling, so he was so shy. And can you imagine Jack LaLanne?
I can't now.
He was so shy and sickly, his legs were wobbling. And he said, oh. So for the first half hour, there they sat him looking at the audience and my father on the stage with his mother. And guess what? He said, I didn't hear a word that Paul Bragg said for the first half hour because I was looking at all those eyes looking at me. And he said, I knew they saw how sick I was. And I was mad at my mother for getting me in this situation on the stage. And so he was mesmerized by looking at all those people. But all of a sudden, he heard Paul Bragg say, down with garbage food, killers, white sugar, white bread, the staff of death, all that candy and Cokes and all, killers. And all of a sudden, Jack LaLanne forgot the audience, and he started looking at my father, and he looked at his mother. He said, my mother gives me candy and Cokes and French fries and all these things he's talking about, white bread. That's the only kind of bread we eat. Oh, my mother's been killing me. And he thought to himself, he says, I want to be like this Paul Bragg. Look at the energy he has. From that night on, Jack LaLanne became a Bragg health follower.
He certainly has.
And you know what? I'm so proud of him.
You should be. I absolutely should be.
96 years young.
He is. And you just celebrated his 95th birthday party last year. I saw pictures of
it. I did. I went to his, and I danced with him. Oh, he's a great dancer.
Oh, that's
good.
And
you know, and recently I took Jane Russell up to his house in Morro Bay, and Jane Russell just turned 89.
Is that right?
She's a Bragg health follower, and she's ageless. She sings one night a week in the little nightclub up there in a big restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently sang, did some nightclubbing down for singing in Miami Beach.
Wow. We're talking to Patricia Bragg, everybody. She is one of the pioneers in the health industry in the United States. And Patricia, you've just mentioned a couple of the people that you've worked with, but you've worked with so many famous people throughout your career. Who stands out in your mind and why do they stand out for you?
Well, Clint Eastwood called me just before his 80th birthday. He said, Patricia, not a day goes by that I don't thank you and your father, Paul Bragg, for introducing me to the Bragg healthy lifestyle.
Wow.
I feel so young, he said, and I keep going on stronger and doing more movies, and I love it. I have a beautiful wife, a beautiful daughter, and a beautiful family, grandchildren, and I'm very thankful for my healthy lifestyle that you showed me so many years ago.
Well, that's
and I have Tom Hanks, Tom Selleck, and of course the Beach Boys that live here in Santa Barbara. Our book, Miracle of Fasting, changed the life of Mike Love, and Mike said after reading that book when he was on an airplane from Sydney to Honolulu, he got off the plane and held the book up in his chest. He said, boys, I want my picture taken with this book, Miracle of Fasting, by Paul Bragg and his daughter Patricia. And from this day on, the Beach Boys are going to live a healthy lifestyle. And they have. They get younger every year.
That is great. Patricia, you've got so many wonderful stories. We've got to take a pause right now to take care of some business. When we come back, though, I want to tease the audience a little bit. Want you to think about and talk about your apple cider vinegar when we come back, because that is truly one of the revolutionary products that you promote in the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. Don't start on that now, but when we get back after this short break.
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County, and we stream over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. Thanks to the power of the internet, we're now heard in 37 states plus the District of Columbia. So a big shout out to all my loyal listeners coast to coast. My special guest today is Patricia Bragg. She is truly one of the pioneers in the health industry. She, with the help of her father, Paul Bragg, really revolutionized the way we look at health, the way we look at well-being in the United States today. And we were talking about some of the very famous celebrities that she's worked with in the past. Before we went to break, though, Patricia, I asked you a question to talk about one of your more famous products that lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the apple cider vinegar. Would you tell us about that, please?
Oh, yes. Well, I tell you, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, treated his patients with apple cider vinegar for its powerful cleansing and healing qualities back in 400 B.C. Hippocrates was the father of medicine, but it's a natural occurring antibiotic antiseptic to fight bacteria and germs in your body. And guess what? It helps keep you healthy. I have my drinks every day, and Katy Perry, the new singer.
Yes, we know Katy.
From Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
She's been having it since she was 12 years old.
That long?
I've been her nutritionist since she was 12, and at 13, I bought her first guitar, and I got her first big singing engagement when she was almost 14, singing on the 4th of July, God Bless America, at a big football stadium in L.A.,
Wow.
She was great, and now she sings, guess what, at Madison Square Gardens. And
oh, she sells them out coast to coast.
She's all over.
Yes.
And number one right now in 100 charts.
She's incredible.
Girl. But anyway, she loves our vinegar drinks, and they're sold in health food stores nationwide and soon in supermarkets.
Well, Patricia, help me to understand, because I'm an idiot when it comes to cooking and this sort of thing, but apple cider vinegar, those two things almost sound opposite. I think of vinegar as being very sour and bitter, and I think of apple cider as being very sweet and delicious.
Well, I tell you what, our vinegar, we were voted the number one health vinegar. It's raw, organic, unfiltered, and you can get it in any health food store. It has the mother, which is the miracle enzyme in it. You see, in the old days, when a vinegar was cloudy, people said, that looks like it's dirty.
Right.
And so the vinegar manufacturers, not being health-minded and all, and didn't know the merits of the mother of the miracle enzymes in the vinegar, what they did, they boiled it, killed the mother, strained it, threw her away. And so, but see, my father, being so health-minded, and his family used apple cider vinegar. They'd take an old stewing chicken, and guess what? Where her flesh would be tough and all, and she'd only be good for stew.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? When you give her apple cider vinegar, her flesh becomes soft and young again.
Wow.
So they found that it was wonderful for the animals, and it's wonderful for you. My grandfather used it. My great-grandfather used it. And see, in drinks. And so what we have people do, one or two teaspoons of the Bragg organic apple cider vinegar. And if you want a little sweetening, you can put the raw honey. Or if you're a diabetic, you can use a little stevia, which is an herb, powder or drops.
Interesting.
And so I like it also sometimes occasionally with 100% maple syrup.
Oh.
But people were lazy. And so what I do now, I make the drink for them. And I make the drink, the Bragg apple cider vinegar, all-natural drink, and it's much cheaper than Coca-Cola, and it's healthy for you and all organic.
I love it. Now, one of the most interesting things, Patricia Bragg, that you do with the apple cider vinegar is you've decided you want to control production literally from the beginning to the end. I mean, you own the orchards, and you take it all the way through the manufacturing to the bottling, dispensing.
We do everything ourselves. We're family-owned, and it's going to continue that way. So many of the big health companies have sold out to the big boys, but not Bragg. We are family-owned, and we love it, live it, and preach health.
I do love it. Now, you're also centered here right on the central coast of California, up the coast in Santa Barbara. How did you decide to settle in Santa Barbara and run your empire from there?
Well, the Hollister family were friends of my great-grandfather, and my godfather, Dale Webb, developed Hollister Avenue and owned the big ranch here. that well, they called it a ranch in those days. And so where Costco is and all that, that belonged to him.
Mm.
And a Hollister Avenue, that was all the farm. And he built Delco Applied Magnetics, Santa Barbara Research, because in the old days, men, wealthy businessmen, wanted to get out of L.A. because, you know, the air wasn't as bad, crime was creeping in, and they wanted a safe place to rear their children. So Del Webb, when he bought this big ranch, he saw the merits of having another Silicon Valley like up in Palo Alto. And so that's what he did. He sold Applied Magnetics, Delco. He sold those companies on letting him build plants for them.
I see.
And he literally developed Hollister Avenue.
Absolutely.
And Del Webb was a sickly little boy that my father saved his life when he was 15. He lived in Fresno, California, and he was walking home through the grape vineyards. In the early days, they used to spray it with DDT. What it would do, it would paralyze the lungs of the bug.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, they didn't see Del in walking there among the grape vineyards, and so they sprayed him four times. The crop duster came down with DDT. And it took him 4 hours on all fours to crawl home. He thought he was dying.
Oh, goodness.
And 2 weeks later, my father came to lecture in Fresno, and the old doc in Fresno, you know, when people were oversprayed with DDT, that they usually just died. And the early days, they didn't have any regulations or anything. And so Dad came to lecture in Fresno for the first time, and they brought this sickly Del Webb backstage, and they said, "Professor Brad, can you help my son?" And Dad couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, because he could hardly get the air in, and then he could hardly get it out. He was struggling more so than even asthma patients. And so they told Dad the terrible story about the DDT, and Dad said, "Well, son, what do you like to do in sport?" He said, "I like baseball, but I have no energy." Dad said, "Oh, you're going to have energy. Force that air in and out. Let's get those lungs working. Force it, force it." They had to hold him up, by the way.
Oh, wow.
"Force the air in, out, out. What do you like to eat? Hot dogs, hamburgers, and Cokes, and French fries. Garbage." Dad says, "We want in you brown rice and lentils, healthy foods, salads, and fruits. Get them out of Fresno and get them to Phoenix." 2 weeks later, they brought Del Webb to Phoenix. That was the making of him. And guess what? I want to tell the rest of the story now. So Dad said, "I want to hear from you every month. That you're exercising, eating, and no more garbage food, no more white sugar, white bread, you know, fried foods." He said, I'll do it. Dad said, "You're going to be strong, and you'll be playing baseball." Well, anyway, so every month he wrote my father, and it came time to graduate from Phoenix High. He said, "I want you to come to my graduation. I'm now 6'4".
Wow.
"And I feel so strong, and I play baseball, and I'm learning to build a house from the ground up from the German man lives next door to us." And so Dad went to his graduation down in Phoenix, and Dad lectured. We used to lecture in Tucson and Phoenix. And after the graduation, Dad stood around with his grandparents and mother and father and young son, his young brother. He said, "Now, Del, what are your goals?" He said, "I want to own the Empire State Building, the tallest building in the world, and the Yankee baseball team, the best." Dad said, "Go for it. Plan, plot, and follow through, and you can accomplish miracles." And guess what Del Webb did?
Well, he grew a very large company. What did he do?
He owned the Yankee baseball team, with Dan topping the best 22 years they ever had. And with Henry Crown, he owned the Empire State Building.
Wow, incredible.
He became the number one builder of airports, high-rises. He built practically all the missile bases in America. And he did all the Crown plazas throughout America. His word was his handshake.
Well, and he wouldn't have done any of that with if it wasn't for Paul Bragg. And we're talking to Patricia Bragg, everybody. Patricia, we've only got about a minute left. So let me ask you this. You've got thousands of people listening to you here in Ventura County, and they can hear the sound of your voice. If you just had one thing that you could tell them about beginning to lead a healthier lifestyle, what would that be?
Well, just remember, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. Go to Bragg.com. Lassen's down there in Ventura, and all the health food stores carry the Bragg books, the Bragg vinegar drinks, our Bragg liquid aminos, our nutritional yeast sprinkled, just think 25 seasonings, herbs, in one little container, Bragg sprinkle. Makes your food taste so delicious. And to all of you that love soy sauce, use Bragg liquid aminos. We add no salt, no sodium.
Oh, that is great. We're talking.
And I want to say what a pleasure it's been talking to all your friends.
Well, thank you, Patricia.
And I'd just like to say God bless to every one of them. Go to my website, Bragg.com, and go to YouTube.com, Patricia Bragg, and you can hear me lecture.
Ah, Patricia, thank you. You're a blessing for all of us. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll talk to you down the road. Wow. She is a ball of energy, folks. She has more energy than any two people that I know, and she gets that from leading the healthy lifestyle that she leads. Today's theme was health and well-being. We had a couple of great guests who talked not only about leading the healthy lifestyle, but also becoming much more well-adjusted in your relationships with men and women. Our first guest was Dr. Rick Richards, whose book, The Tiger Woods Syndrome, Why Men Prowl and How Not to Become Prey, is crawling its way up the bestseller list. And, of course, Patricia Bragg, daughter of the founder of the health industry here in the United States, was our second guest today. Tomorrow, we're going to have Business Day tomorrow, and it's going to be very interesting. We've got two world-renowned guests. Our first is retail guru Paco Underhill, who'll be talking about trends in retailing. And our second is Dr. Bob Nelson, who will be talking about how to reward employees without actually giving them any money. So that ought to be very interesting. That brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ. We're heard every day Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, and we stream over the internet at Brainstorming Online. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end each show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past did not hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. Join us tomorrow for Fun Friday when we'll be talking business here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.